The Business on RTÉ Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
Well, in a press conference that was standing room only, Rory McIlroy was despondent as he reacted to a story that rocked the world of sport. The news that Saudi Arabia is to pump potentially billions of dollars into a merger between LIV Golf, DP European Tour and the PGA Tour. Money talks, mused McIlroy. I'm joined now by the chief executive of sports agency Platinum One and a contributor to The Currency, Fintan Drury. You're very welcome to the programme. I suppose the first thing is this was billed as a sort of a meeting of sports, money and ethics because of Saudi Arabia's track record in relation to human rights, women and bombing Yemen. But in reality, it was just really a business deal, and a lot of the ethics debate around it proved to be hollow because money won out in the end.
Morning, Richard. Yeah, I think ultimately it was a clash between those two conflicting issues. And I think that for now, at least, money has very definitely won out. In the statement that the commissioner or chief executive of the PGA in America released to announce the deal, in the four paragraphs, he doesn't once reference Saudi Arabia. In fact, he talks, introduces it by referring to the public investment fund as being the new strategic partner of the PGA and of the DP, which is the European Tour, in this strategic alliance. And it is notable that exactly a year ago, almost to the day, 9th of June of 2022, in one of his many missives on what was going on with the LIV Tour, in his first two paragraphs, he used the term Saudi Arabia three times.
Yeah, and so he's in the, he certainly
has effectively,
tune.
Well, he's effectively, even in his letter, our statement of this week, he has sport washed. He has washed the name Saudi Arabia out of the strategic partner.
Okay, but
But this is really important because he announces the strategic partner as the public investment fund, in brackets PIF. But it's not the strategic partner. The strategic partner is the public investment fund of Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, so he has sort of whitewash as well as sports wash. But isn't this, to take a slightly more cynical view, Fintan, this is actually how business is done and has been done for a very long time, where you have a potential takeover of what it is that you do, or a real disruptor of what it is that you do. Mm-hmm. You make public statements saying, oh, these people are awful, they're the devil, they're this, everything is wrong with them. And then when it looks like you're going to lose that takeover battle, you do deal with them and you say everything's fine.
Yeah, I mean, unquestionably, you know, that has always been the case. But the argument that I'm making in The Currency this morning, and I've made consistently, and that Monaghan himself made constantly over the last 12 months, up until this week, he made this point about the importance and value of leading sports people making a stand and taking a stand when the ethics of an opportunity are clear and defined, which they are in respect of Saudi Arabia, which he believed they were in terms of Saudi Arabia. Now, the strategic alliance, by the way, from a business perspective, a large part of that was already in train anyway, because in 2021, the European Tour, or the DP Tour as it is now known, announced that it was forming a strategic alliance with the PGA of America. Why was it doing that? Back to business. It was doing that because it needed it. It needed to tie up with an organization that has vastly greater resources. But what happened, what LIV did in terms of its disruptive capacity, what LIV did to the PGA of America over the last 12 months is damage its product and force it to dip into its resources in order to compete with what was happening.
So there were
a number of
financial issues and a financial imperative there. What does it mean for golf, how it is perceived? I mean, one writer this week said that after this deal, golf is a little murkier and a little more dead behind the eyes. Would you agree with that?
I think it's absolutely the perfect description. I wish I had thought of it for the piece I wrote this morning. It's a perfect description of what golf, professional golf, globally now is represented. Yeah,
but lots of new money will go into it. Rory McIlroy somewhat reluctantly sort of said, well, look, I think it is in the long run good for golf. Is that not just code speak for saying it's good for top golfers? What's good for golf is what's good for us, and this is good for us.
Well, look, this has always been the way, and the challenge is that more people, whether it's golf or it's football, and we're seeing, you know, we see Karim Benzema turning down a new deal with Real Madrid, turning down deals with other clubs in Europe in order to go to Saudi Arabia and earn $100 million tax-free a year for 3 years. And you wonder about, you know, the need for somebody who is already extremely well off from playing the game and from being an exceptional talent within the game. And of course, each individual athlete is entitled to make such choices. But what they are doing by accepting the money is reinforcing the strength of the organization, or in this case, the country, that needs their support in order to deflect from the authoritarianism, the neglect of human rights within that country.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there. Fintan Drury, CEO of Platinum One and contributor with The Currency, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.